Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, happy Wednesday, my friends. Yeah, Wednesday. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, you can check me out on Drive all this week from 4 p.m. Anyway, more on that later. We kick things off, see what I did there, with the fallout from Klippity Klopp's Liverpool beating Aston Villa, no surprise there. Meaning, of course, they're level on points with Man City. Here's the reaction on TalkSport.
It's finished Aston Villa 1, Liverpool 2. Liverpool move level on points with Manchester City, but having played a game more, they had to come from behind to keep their title hopes alive. Sadio Mane's 22nd goal of the season in all competitions won it for Jurgen Klopp's men.
Last 10, 15 minutes from the first half, we really started controlling the game. Didn't lose the balls anymore in these decisive areas. And from that moment on, it was then really became really difficult for Aston Villa. And scored a second and brought it over the line, and obviously I couldn't be more proud of the boys, because with the schedule we have, it's massive.
Don't matter how many they win, Liverpool. They can win all their games. They're not going to win the title. It's Man City's.
Do you think that?
Yeah, it's done.
I mean, it's still on though, Dad. So, I mean,
they ground out the result. A lot of credit to them. Praise. Look, when you're not playing well and you're winning, absolutely brilliant. And I've said this many, many times. If the season started now, I think Liverpool would probably win it. I do. But I just think they've left it too late to get close. They're still second. They've done well today.
They're still second. They're joint on points.
They've got 86 points. The goal difference is big. I can't see Manchester City slipping up.
I was at Anfield at the weekend with Mark Lawrenson, who a legend of the football club. Mm. And he said to me, he said, "We're looking a bit leggy." And I watched them again tonight, and I think he's right. They do look a bit leggy. Now, they'll grind out results because they've got world-class players in the team. Diaz and Mane combine, and Mane scores a great goal. But in terms of the actual performance, it wasn't great.
I mean, I've said it for a couple of weeks, and I think John Aldridge said it as well. Salah deserved to be dropped. Just to freshen him up, if nothing else. Not to say, oh, well, you're awful. Of course he's not. But he just looked a little bit tired.
Meanwhile, Stephen Gerrard's indicated he wasn't impressed with referee John Moss in the defeat at Liverpool.
We don't want to be sour losers or anything like that. But I think that performance should be looked at. That's all I can say on it, really. I think it was clear, certainly in the first half. I think the performance needs to be looked at. That's all I'll say on it.
Now, Man City have reached an agreement with Borussia Dortmund to sign Erling Haaland, or Haaland, no one really knows, and the move could be confirmed this week. We'll hear from former Premier League 100 club member Darren Bent and Ali McCoist, but first is Money Money Simon Jordan, who thinks the release clause is good value for the buyer. Time now, of course, to get your thesaurus out.
Grealish's agent did a solid for Aston Villa by sticking a £100 million clause in there, and Johnny Splattercash from Manchester City came along and were prepared to pay it. In this instance, the agent has done Erling Haaland a solid on the basis of his reputation, his achievements to date in the Bundesliga, put him in a situation where he is a very valued commodity, and a unique commodity, because centre-forwards like him, there aren't many about. Right, so he's a very, like anything in scarcity, it attracts a premium. But they've got him out of there on a release clause, which in today's money, as appalling as that is, 63 million quid for a centre forward that gives you a goal virtually every game,
yeah,
is not a great deal of money in comparative terms.
I should not talk because I don't like to talk about the future next season. And Borussia Dortmund and Man City told me that it's not allowed me to say anything.
I'm really interested to see the dynamics between him and Pep, because when you think about Pep and centre forwards, I think the only one he's had, and it's worked, you'd say, I know if he had Lionel Messi, but I don't really look at him as a natural number nine. He had Lewandowski at Bayern. He has Zlatan at Barca. That didn't quite work. I mean, we had David Villa at Barcelona, but he put him wide. Even towards the end with Aguero, he kind of phased him out. So I'm not quite sure how Pep wants to work with a centre forward. And this is not a centre forward that can just that can play wide right, wide left. He is an out and out number nine. So I think it gives City a huge advantage because you talk about a guy that scores goals every single time he steps onto a football pitch. But I am really interested to see how Pep is going to use him.
He's a real beast. Was now injured a couple of times at Dortmund, but when he's fit, he's a real beast. So, yeah, unfortunately, really good signing.
Listen, Jurgen Klopp won't panic. No chance Jurgen Klopp will panic. You can argue that Liverpool's movement in the market and recruitment has been, you can't argue, I don't think it's up for debate, has been as good as anything. It's been fantastic. Think about it, the goalkeeper, the centre-half, Diaz, Jota. Liverpool's movement and recruitment in the market has been absolutely astoundingly good, and Klopp will not panic.
On now to the Wolves captain, Conor Cody, or Peniston, as he's known to his friends, ahead of their clash with City at Molineux. That joke, of course, for anyone over 42 years old. This game, of course, has ramifications in terms of the title race for the Premier League. Now, Cody, or Peniston, is a lifelong Liverpool fan, but has told TalkSport Breakfast that he has no bias when it comes to the title running. Oh, no, of course not.
You know what, loads of people mention it to me, Laura, loads of people I know, because they obviously know that I obviously come up through Liverpool, but it's got nothing to do with it. It's something where every time I go out for Wolves, I don't think about anything else than winning for this football club. I love every part about being at this football club. I've loved it since the minute I walked through the door, and that will never, ever change. The gaffer spoke about it yesterday. Obviously got a huge game coming up at Molineux under the lights against one of the best teams in the world, if not the best team in the world. So it's something we're all really looking forward to. We're looking forward to it as well because of the results we obviously got on the weekend, but it's in three games left and two against the best teams in the world, so we can't wait for it,
There's a great story at the weekend where you're quoted as saying a section of the TalkSport listeners provided you with inspiration for Wolves, the fight back. The quote was, I've been listening to people in TalkSport and hearing all sorts of different things saying we're going to get beat 3-0 or 4-0, and it was doing your head in. See, I love that, because 95% of the footballers go like, nah, don't listen to this, it doesn't bother me. But you're using that as fuel, mate. I love it.
Oh, I had to, mate. I nearly crashed the car. I'll be honest with you, mate. Like I said, I listen to sports all the time on my way home and different things. And it was something where I heard a couple of quotes and my head was chopped with it, mate. I'll be honest. It was something where I come in the next day, I had a little chat to the lads and I said, this can't happen, this can't. Yeah, it wasn't just that, mate. Like I said, I said that obviously after because I heard it. But
Conor, do you want to air the presenter that said it?
I think it was on the way home.
It was Goldstein, wasn't it?
We were doing a couple of predictions on our game and Chelsea and United and Brighton. So I can't remember.
On now to Brighton's Joel Veltman, who used to play under Erik ten Hag at Ajax. He told TalkSport that the United job will be a challenge for ten Hag, but expects him to succeed at Old Trafford.
Manchester United have a new first team manager. Erik ten Hag has got the job.
Poor sort.
It's going to be a challenge for him, but I think that's what he loves. He came from like a smaller club than Ajax or Utrecht. Then he came to Ajax. So step by step, and now he's going to Manchester United. It was like Ajax is big in the world, but Manchester United is, I think, is next level because of media and fans and all the things around the club. But I think he will do all right, especially because they need a gaffer right now who is tactically really good. So I think he will do a great job there.
Joel, I want to ask you, at the weekend, I've witnessed it on my phone. Couldn't believe what I saw, mate. You had a seagull that looked like a cross between a pterodactyl and a Spitfire in your house. How did they get in and how did you handle that situation? Because I couldn't believe my eyes. It was hilarious.
I went to like
the chimney,
Yeah, exactly. So I opened that sort of a gate and I saw a paw of the seagull over there. So in the beginning, I was afraid because maybe it could be a fox. We have a lot of foxes walking around over here. But then I saw it was a seagull and I was like, yeah, I need to rescue him. So I had two options. The first one was call a sort of a pet ambulance or a vet ambulance to maybe get him out of there. But he said, yeah, the first thing in the morning, we can come to you. So it will be like 24 hours later. And I was like, no, I cannot do that to myself or to the seagull, of course. So I was like, just two gloves around your head. And I had one oven from the oven, right? Yeah, I need to grab it and set it free. And then one time I was looking downstairs because there was a lot of lights coming from our house just to see where we was, I think. So I grabbed his neck and I pull him down gently, of course. He was injured a little bit, some blood on his wings, but when I'm set him free, you could see it on the video, he was like flying, so it was a good thing.
Listen, did he try and have a peck at you? Was he scared?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he was biting me all the time. But because of the gloves, I didn't mind. So, yeah, it was fine.
Oh, well done, mate. Well done.
Amazing. I don't know how we follow that, but it's a lovely story.
Now, ahead of Everton's match at Watford tonight, live and exclusive on TalkSport. Yeah, that's right. We've got it live and exclusive. The manager, Super Frankie Lampard, has been speaking to the media. Yeah, I've just told you that. He said that he can feel the confidence growing within the squad. Oh, we can feel it. Yes, shut up.
As the Toffees strengthen their own survival hopes, their fans magnificently loud all game.
Doesn't matter what we think too much now or where we're at. It's what matters is that we just keep doing the things that have helped us to perform in this recent batch of games. And, you know, when I first come in, there was a nice bounce. We found a few difficulties in certain games. We've always had the bounce at Goodison. We've always, since I've been here, performed well at Goodison and generally got the right results. Away from home has been the problem. But I think now it's there's certainly a feeling within the group. From the last two results, two wins back-to-back was a big thing for us to break because we know, we've seen with Burnley how a run of wins changes the face of it very quickly, and that was important for us. And all the players need to do is continue with the mindset we've got at this moment, the togetherness of everyone who's starting, the subs, the people that come on, the people that are training every day to keep the same mentality that we have.
Now, the Leeds United boss, Jesse March, has been speaking ahead of the game against Chelsea tonight. He revealed that he's been using quotes from famous sports stars to galvanise the team. Here's one of them from Danny Kelly. Thank you very much. He's not been using Danny Kelly, that was me.
I've used Muhammad Ali a few times with the group. Michael Jordan is a guy that I'm inspired by. Phil Jackson. I'd start dating myself if I went back to Vince Lombardi.
I've never known a man worth his salt who deep down in his heart didn't appreciate the grind, the discipline, and to win, and to win, and to win.
In the past, I've used the 1998 French football team. I've used the 2008 basketball road to redemption, the gold medal team in China. For me, I love basketball culture. In America, it's phenomenal, and the way that they combine inner city kids with university graduates, with incredible mentors and history of the sport is amazing. So, I use things that resonate with me that I think can also fit within the standing of where we are. And then there's also historical figures like Gandhi, like Mother Teresa, like presidents like JFK and different people along the way that I think have meant something to where we are historically in the world right now. So, yeah, I mean, I like to read about those things. I like leadership books. I like history. I was a history major in university, but those are boring. Those are boring conversations.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now, here's the Chelsea manager, Thomas Tuchel Tuchel, who believes the off-the-field issues have had an impact on their season.
think there's no sense in hiding from the fact that it is a distraction. Then it's a matter of like how, to which level can we still live up, even if we are distracted or like worried or like disadvantaged by it. And we did excellent until the national break. It was like it had no effect in terms of results. It had like almost the opposite effect, that we felt very strong like during the difficulties and during the announcement and the sanctions in place. And the players also want to feel competitive. They want to know what's going on next season. The guys who, yeah, you know, a player like Tony decided then to change the club. So there's, yeah, with every day it gets a bit more difficult. It's not impossible, but it gets more difficult and it has an influence. And still we are looking for reaching the level that we are still competitive and can win games. So it's still no excuse, but it is for sure a reason.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today alongside Darren Benn. Straight after us, at 7 o'clock, it's Watford against Everton in the Premier League. The Zedcars Derby, as no one on the planet has called it before, which is bizarre. Because anyway, it's live and exclusive on TalkSport, that's all you need to know. Presented by Adrian Durham, you probably need to know that as well. There will be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening, have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.